This is Vinnie from Deakman Prime. I work with Coles and Deakman as in partnership providing educational and professional development services. One of the challenges of my job is to try and find the opportunities for research with universities that match the university's timelines, but also the corporate timelines. It seems to me that those two are at opposite ends of the spectrum, and it is very difficult to help universities understand the demands and pressures of that research output compared to the needs for the valid and rigorous research. Have you got any comments to make?
Oh, I think that's a very perennial problem that you have said. That's the big complaint that we have from industry, that university does not operate on their timeline. And universities say that their expectations are very unreal. And I think the issue is that we have to communicate better. We are seeing that certain aspects of universities are working on more realistic corporate timelines. And I think it is promoting those segments of our university that are operating on that level. Some areas will never change, but it is actually getting the best practice and using that in the university to say how a particular department, by addressing the needs of industry, being more professional about their timelines, has been able to come up with a sustainable budget, how their academics are actually traveling significantly more to conferences. And I think we have seen that using those examples actually helps change the culture. But what you have raised is an important issue, and that has to be addressed as we, like, you know, if we want to get the industry-university interaction to a higher level.
If I could just ask you one question. You mentioned in your address the trend now towards more corporations doing partnerships with universities and doing the research within the institution or in partnership with an academic institution rather than trying to do that internally. Do you see that as a good thing, a bad thing? Do you think that's going to continue to evolve? Is there a day when you see that actually corporations are going to try to bring some of that technology and that sort of research capacity back in-house?
I think it's a good thing, but it can have bad consequences if not sort of monitored properly. I think some corporations will try to bring those capabilities in-house, but that will happen under two conditions. One is their market position is almost monopolistic, where they can actually afford to bring it inside. Or it probably becomes so critical to their survival that they want to manage and monitor it extremely well in-house. And those circumstances, they will bring it in-house. But I think it's a good thing. I think end-user-driven research, we all have this fascination about curiosity-driven research, and that's great. But if you look at some of the greatest advances that have happened is when researchers have tried to solve someone else's problem. And I'll talk about my own discipline. I'm a computer scientist. And if you look at computer science, the computing fundamentals were known to mathematicians in the 1930s, but it was not until the British wanted to break codes in World War II that they actually built a computer. Every component technology of the Internet was known, but it was not until the U.S. Department of Defense actually wanted to have a way of, like, you know, communicating during a nuclear war that we had the Internet. Every component technology for the World Wide Web was available, published in conferences and journals, but it was not until physicists wanted to exchange documents that we actually had the World Wide Web. We all talk about e-commerce. It actually was the pornographic industry to charge its customers that we actually had secure transactions on the web. You can just keep looking at examples. When we go outside our discipline, then we find the right context, the right focus for our research to actually have an outcome. And some of the greatest advances happen at the boundaries and intersections of discipline. So I think industry coming to academia is a great thing. I think it's going to lead to innovation, but the challenge is there are conflicts of interest, there are pressures for privacy and everything that we have to work out a system for doing.